60 million and counting. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now 60 million views for the video outing Joseph Kony, the warlord who used children to fight his rebellion against the Ugandan government. Here's the scene where the filmmaker shows his adorable blonde-haired American son pictures of African kids with guns.
And what he does is he takes children and he gives them a gun and he makes them shoot and kill other people.
But they're not going to do what he says because they're nice guys, right?
And now, not only is Joseph Kony famous, so is Invisible Children, the charity behind the video. And with fame comes scrutiny and even parody.
Leave Kony alone!
Now, nobody doubts Joseph Kony is a monster. But it turns out he hasn't been in Uganda for 6 years, and the U.S. has sent in special forces to hunt him down. And some Ugandans see this video as a charity's attempt to exploit America's paternalistic attitude towards Africa. On CBS This Morning, Invisible Children's Director of Ideology, Jedediah Jenkins, responded.
We put kids in school. We rebuild schools that have been destroyed by the war. But our other key goal is to change the mindset of Western young people to see themselves as global citizens.
It also shows how quickly a well-made film can spread when it's tweeted by Oprah, the Kardashians, and P. Diddy. And we'll see if it makes a difference. I will say, it is refreshing to see a viral video that isn't a 2-year-old Indonesian boy chain-smoking 30 cigarettes a day or a guy shooting his daughter's laptop. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.